You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first we have a Norman musician with a long-awaited album connecting original songs to the life of Oklahoma's favorite son.
Way back in January, I got to write a Look at OKC story about Bo Jennings' great new record and film, The Verdigris, and he described the project, which he's been working on since 2008, as, quote, a way to reconnect with a time and a place that you just didn't really know. For Jennings, that time and place is the life of the great Oklahoman actor and populist commenter Will Rogers, whose hometown Ooliga is connected to Jennings' hometown of Inola by the Verdigris River. The Verdigris record stands out on its own, though, as an intensely researched and imaginative concept album about heritage and history that any Oklahoman could learn from. Over the year, I found myself returning to this song, Wheat King of Ooliga, which Jennings wrote from the perspective of Will Rogers' successful businessman father, whose name's on the state constitution, and as you can tell from the song, clearly had some reservations about his son's career as an entertainer. Check it out.
I settled here in my 31st year. A Cherokee Civil War soldier and a son of the Trail of Tears. Me and Mary built this house between the Caney and the Verdigris. Fattened our cattle on the blue stem grass. We sold them up in St. Louis. First to come was the Missouri Pacific track. Then boomers lined up on the border, a gun was fired, and that was that. Mary gave birth just one more time. I called him Willie, he called me Pa. And as he grew up, a soul must have heard, became the Wheat King of Ooliga. I framed the windows to the house that you came up in. We looked outside them at a state just being born. And I hung the door through which someday you'd go east, but you'll just blow back through the west like a springtime thunderstorm. Blow back through the west like a springtime thunderstorm. I couldn't keep him in school or keep a rope out of his hands. And I couldn't stop the Cherokee Nation from progress, you understand. And while I learned to line us up with the white man and his decision, Willie left to find his fortune at the Louisiana Purchase Exposition. I framed the windows to the house that you came up in. We looked outside them at a state just being born. And I hung the door through. Someday you'd go east, but you'll just blow back through the west like a springtime thunderstorm. Blow back through the west like a springtime thunderstorm. And I didn't know just what to make of him. And I know my pa didn't know what to make of me. Remember all you're trying and you watch it play out again. They wanna be like you, but they hide it by trying to be free. Here I am now in New York City, where I've come to see his show. Where I've come to try and understand a world I'll never know. And afterwards they line up to shake his hand, and I do too after what I saw. We just stood there grinning. I called him Willie, he called me Pa. And I framed the windows to the house that you came up in. And we looked outside them at a state just being born. And I hung the door through which someday you'd go east, but you'll just blow back through the west like a springtime thunderstorm. Blow back through the west like a springtime thunderstorm.
That's Norman's Bo Jennings with Wheat King of Ooliga off his album The Verdigris. Hear more at bojennings.bandcamp.com. Next, we have a brand new Tulsa band that surprised us with some of the best Oklahoma music of the year.
When 20-year-old dudes start new bands in this state, they tend to orient toward rock, country, folk, or some synthesis between those genres. Which makes sense when you consider Oklahoma's best-known musical exports are folks like Garth Brooks, The Flaming Lips, and Miranda Lambert. Tulsa band Sports, however, proved a notable exception to the rule this year. Their out-of-nowhere debut, Naked All the Time, is a floral, funny, and earnest record of funky bass play and delicate guitar lines that sounds, well, like nothing I've ever heard out of here before. And while some may hear kitsch in its many luxurious synthesizer tones and programmed drum beats, Naked All the Time's held up really well for me after months of listening. I think mostly due to its exceptional songwriting, which focuses on relationships in their most precarious moments, when all the possibilities are there but nothing's for certain. Oh, and did I mention? The whole thing sounds as good in your car and at a party as it does in your headphones. Here's the song Dina.
Get to know you again, all alone now.
That's Tulsa Band Sports with Dina off their album Naked All the Time. Hear more at sportsbandok.bandcamp.com. Finally, we have a musician that's playing the Colony in Tulsa tonight after returning from a European tour.
There's little more exciting than getting to listen along as a great local talent hones her craft. For Shawnee's Samantha Crane, that craft is in her voice and in her songwriting, both of which reached new levels of depth and nuance on her 2015 record Under Branch and Thorn and Tree, a collection of 10 songs that grapple with betrayal, heartbreak, mortality, and loneliness, set amid a bleak, rural Oklahoma landscape of dusty taverns and boom-or-bust oil towns. But for the hard-scrabble descriptions in Crane's songs, the production here is often chipper and lush, a soothing balm of pedal steel guitar and rousing violin play. The song Elk City is one of the album's very best, capturing a decisive moment in the life of a woman who wants out of the town along I-40.
stay one more night. Just one more night.
That's Samantha Crane with Elk City, and this has been Sample Size. In the new issue of Look at OKC, Nathan Poppy looks back on the biggest news of Oklahoma music in 2015. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.